Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Situation.
you know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
Yeah.
is listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. And then the next time we performed, I came out with my cape wrapped around me, and they got some girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they got money they're holding over their girlfriend's head. So I go to her, and I put my foot up on her chair, and I wrap my cape around her so that nobody can see her, and I'm playing it to the audience like, oh, my God. And I'm just loving this, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm playing to the crowd, and this girl reaches in and grabs my dick and my nuts, and she pulls my dick out of my G-string and starts
talking on it. Yo, Rockin', what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Rush Town Management. Check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid and paid
full,
and paid.
Full,
and paid
full,
and paid
full,
and paid.
Full, full.
Thinking of a master plan. 'Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn 'cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I thrive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, 'cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. 'Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, 'cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, 'cause my girl is definitely mad 'cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we out of here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace. Yeah.
got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. That's right, this is an internet radio show where we're broadcasting worldwide. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents around the world. So tell everybody to listen to Gregory's Stories and hear the situations that I'm putting down. I'm bringing you sports. I'm bringing you weather. I'm bringing you news. I'm bringing you music. And we got commercials and advertisements going on all the show long. So tune in to the radio show and listen to what we're talking about. All right. Well, first thing I want to say is I'm running for president. I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. So tell everybody you know that's 18 years or older, tell them to vote for G Money for president. And I will make the changes necessary to make America 2.0. That's right, to make America good again. And they can pull up my website, that's storytimewithgmoney.com. And they can buy all of my comedy albums that I have for sale. And that money that they spend on my comedy albums, I can use to help with my campaign. So pull up the website, storytimewithgmoney.com, and buy all of my comedy albums, or buy a few at least. And the money that you spend will help me with my campaign. All right. And then also, there's a store on Storytime with G Money where you can buy products with the G, with the $3 sign. That means G Money. That's my symbol. That's my brand. And everybody should be able to buy a few products from my product store, and that'll help my campaign. So buy products from my store. We have over 200 products that you can choose from, and all of them you can get with the G, with the $3 sign. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. And that's G Money for you. And you can get some cartoon pictures put on your T-shirts or on your baseball hat or on your glasses or on your beanie. All of that is available in the product store. So just order your products, tell them what you want, and you can get it with the picture, and you can get it with G, with the $3 sign. That's it. And that's all. So the money that you spend will help my campaign. Plus, if you go to Storytime with G Money, you can always get connected to my fans, because I have a fan club, G Money Fan Club. And you can register as a member of the fan club by just filling out a form and submitting it. And you can also check out everything that I'm doing on social media, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook. Yeah, everything. I'm all over social media. So you can check me out and see exactly what I'm doing and what we're talking about. So remember, G Money for president in 2020. All right. Now, I guess it's time for me to tell you a story. Well, I graduated from college. I graduated from high school in 76. And after my graduation, we went over to one of my buddy's house where his dad and his uncle was hanging out because they had come to the graduation. And then we went to their house to have some drink some champagne, celebrate our graduation. And now it was me and it was about seven of my buddies from my class. So we were all sitting up and we were drinking, and the men, the uncle and the father, decided to take us out. So we went out, and they took us to a strip club in Gardena. It's called King Henry the Eighth. That's the name of the strip club. So we went to Henry VIII, and we were sitting in the strip club, and we were sitting around the stage, and we were watching the girls come out, and they were dancing on stage, and they had stripped down to their bare nothings and was dancing for us. And we were enjoying the show, and we were drinking alcohol. We had ordered all these drinks, and we were drinking. And then all of a sudden, somebody decided that we were too young to be in there. So one by one, they kicked us out. And all seven of us were sitting in there, plus the uncle and the dad. And six of us got kicked out. And six of us were outside by the car, waiting to get in the car because we couldn't get in because the uncle and the dad had the keys to the car. So we couldn't get in. So we were all standing outside, and somebody said, "Hey, somebody's missing." And they were looking, and they said, "Who's missing?" And the youngest one in the group, the youngest man with no hair on his face, he looked like a baby. He had a face like a baby's behind. It was smooth. He didn't have no hair. He didn't have no mustache. He didn't have no sideburns. He didn't have no beard. He didn't have nothing on his face. He looked like a little kid. And he was the only one that didn't get put out of the strip club. And everybody was sitting outside waiting for him. And he comes out with a big grin on his face. And we're like, "How come you didn't get kicked out?" And all the rest of us got kicked out. And the rest of us, we got mustaches, we got sideburns, we got beards. And he doesn't have anything. And he doesn't get kicked out. So we get in the car, and we decide to drive down Holstroll, the red light district, right by the airport on Century Boulevard. So we're driving down Century Boulevard, and we're waving out the window at all the girls that are walking off and down the street, all the hookers on the street. We're waving, and we're flirting with them, and we're sticking our tongue out, and we got some hot dogs, and we're waving weenies at them and everything. We're having a ball. We're just talking crazy to all these girls. And a lot of us are drunk because we've been drinking in the strip club. So we're real drunk now. And we're just flirting with these hookers on the street. And they're coming to the car, and they say, "Ooh, all you guys want a deal?" And we're like, "Yeah, we want a deal. You want some dick?" So we're asking them all this stupid questions, acting like little kids and stuff. And we're flirting with all these women that come to the car because they see eight guys in the car, and they think they're going to make some big money. They didn't know we were undergraduates. We had just graduated from high school, but they didn't know that. So they were just checking us out. So we waved the weenies in their face and said, "Hey, I got some penis for you. I got a wiener for you." And we laughed, and we rolled off, and we ended up going back to Uncle's house. Now, when we got to Uncle's house, he went in the refrigerator and pulled out a 12-pack. So everybody got a beer, and we were drinking. And then they popped some champagne that they had on ice, waiting for everybody to come over so they could celebrate our graduation. So we were up there drinking champagne, and we were popping beers, and we were having a good time. And then Uncle's wife goes in her closet and comes out with this shoebox. And she puts the shoebox on her lap, and she's sitting on the couch. And we're drinking beers, but we're looking what's in the shoebox. and we don't know, but she has marijuana. She has weed in the butt. And she starts rolling up marijuana cigarettes. She rolls one joint. Then she rolls two joints. Then she rolls three joints. And she passes them around. So all of us are smoking, and I haven't smoked any weed because I'm an athlete, and I'm trying to save my body to go pro. I want to be a professional baseball player. So I haven't smoked any weed. Although I've had a lot of people present weed to me, I just never smoked any. But tonight, I graduated from high school, so I figured it was time for me to celebrate. So they're passing around joints to everybody, so I get a joint, and I'm smoking it, I'm hitting it, and I'm holding it like I know you're supposed to. And then I blow out the smoke, and I hit it again, and I hold it, and I blow out the smoke, and I'm having a good time because I'm drinking beer and I'm smoking weed. Oh, yeah, I'm really happy now. I'm having a good time. I'm partying all by myself, as far as I'm concerned, because everybody else was smoking their little doobies and drinking their beer. But I was in my own world because this was the first time I had ever smoked any weed. So I was enjoying my high. And we get in the car, and I'm sitting next to the driver. And I'm riding in Daddy's car. Now, one of the guys I graduated with, his father and his uncle had been with us all night. Well, his father decides he wants to drive some of us home because we can't drive because we're all drunk. And I'm high as a kite. I'm trying to grab the steering wheel because I know that man has been drinking and I know he smoked some weed too. And I'm nervous as hell because I'm like, he can't drive. He's drunk and he's high, so I better grab the wheel. And they're telling me, no, Gee, don't grab the wheel. And I'm like, but he can't drive. He's drunk. But I'm no better. I'm drunk and I'm high. And, oh, I'm tripping. And they're pinning me against the door, talking about, no, don't let him get close to the steering wheel. And I'm reaching for the steering wheel saying, I got to drive. He can't drive. I'm done. And I'm reaching for the steering wheel, and he ain't giving up the steering wheel. He's just pushing me back. And my buddies are holding me back, and I'm fighting to get to the steering wheel because I'm saying he's drunk and he's high and he can't drive. So I got to take over the steering wheel. I'm the only one that ain't drunk and ain't high, even though I was drunk and I was high. And I couldn't stop reaching for the steering wheel. And so they pinned me against the side of the car, and they had me pinned against the passenger door. And they wouldn't let me lean toward the steering wheel. They said, no, Gee, you're tripping. You're tripping. And I'm like, I'm not tripping. He's drunk, and he can't drive. And I knew what I was talking about. The man was drunk, and he was high, and he shouldn't have been driving. But I was worse off than he was, but I didn't know it. I was just tripping. So he drops me off at the house. He takes me to my house. I get out the car, and I run around to go get in the driver's seat so I can drive everybody home. And they pull off and leave me in the middle of the street in front of my house. And so I turn around and I walk in the door and I go upstairs to my bedroom and I fall out on the bed. And the next thing I know, it's the next day, it's morning. And I'm like, oh, I got a hangover. Oh, I'm feeling drunk and hungover. Wow, that was some night. Yep, that was my graduation from high school night. It was wild. And I smoked some weed for the first time. And ever since then, I've been getting high on the bud. I've been getting high. Oh, so high. Oh, so high. Man, I've been just getting high. It was so good. I was just so happy. The alcohol had me hung over, but the weed had me feeling good. And that's my story for today. All right, DJ Papa D, back to the radio show. Play some music. Play some commercial breaks. Play some comedy spots. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
Why you treat me so bad? Why you treat me so bad? Why you tell me?
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. This is G Money. And I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. For president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C., to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm the host of Gregory Stories. That's today's radio show that you're listening to right now. So I just want to make an announcement. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is holding their national convention in Las Vegas at the Westgate Resort and Casino. That's where they've been since Tuesday, the 9th of July. And they will be there until Sunday, the 14th. Of July. So tonight, the 11th of July, which is a special day because today is the birthday for 7-Eleven. So you can go in and get free Slurpees at 7-Eleven up until 8 o'clock tonight. From 11 o'clock this morning till 8 o'clock tonight, you can get free Slurpees at 7-Eleven. But from 8 to 11 o'clock tonight, we present a Greek show with Phi Beta Sigma Step in Power. All of the chapters from around the world will be involved in the greatest step show on the planet. Phi Beta Sigma is already the West Coast stepping champs. And my chapter from UC Davis, we were like second place on the West Coast. So now we have all of the chapters from all around the world right here in Las Vegas. And they will all be stepping for a national championship trophy that they can take to their chapter at their school, and they can put in their frat house, or they can put in their president's house if they don't have a frat house on their campus. But yes, tonight from 8 o'clock till 11 o'clock, the Phi Beta Sigma step teams will be doing their Greek showdown. So it'll be at the Westlake, and it's going to be interesting. So, if you need to know where it is, it's right on Paradise, right next to the Hilton. And that's where the Paradise, where Westlake is. It's on the west side of the Hilton. And it's right next to the golf course. So, come on down and see the brothers in blue and white. See them step and put on an outstanding Greek show. Yes, tonight will be the night of all nights to be there to see these brothers thrown down with their Greek stepping selves and their clapping and stepping routine. Oh, yeah. You seen drill team? You ain't seen nothing till you seen Phi Beta Sigma step. That's right. We are the best stepping chapters in America. In fact, around the world. Because we outstep all the other black fraternities. We are the step masters. And that's coming from a leader of a step team that is a championship team. Yes, I'm G Money, better known as Serious Business to the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. I'm Brother Serious Business, alias the Dance Master or the Step Master, student of the martial arts, and professor of the verbal rapability. That's why I got a talk show, because I can talk forever and ever and ever and ever and a day. Yes, I am the West Coast step leader for the West. That's right. Back when I was in college, I was unchallenged for being the best stepper in the college on the West Coast. So that's why I was the leader. But it's been some years since I graduated. Since I graduated in 1984, it's been a while. But I'm ready to get out there and step for my brothers tonight. So come on through and watch what we do. That's at the West Gate. All right, from 8 till 11, it'll be showtime at the West Gate. But anyway, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to wish you a good evening. And we'll be back on the air at 3 o'clock to talk about the homeless situation. So be listening, because we're inviting all the homeless agencies to call in and give us a rundown on what they're doing with the homeless in their city, in their neighborhood, in their part of the world. So we'll be expecting them to call in and talk to us tomorrow. But anyway, until tomorrow, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm Phi Beta Sigma, step leader, better known as Serious Business. And I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, and I want to thank DJ Papa D for their support in the radio show. But until tomorrow, I want to say good night and go, Mom! I know you don't know what that means, but if you talk to a Sigma and you ask him what go, Mom means, he may tell you. Or he may not, because that's kind of secret among us. That's go, Mom, all day long. All right, I'm out of here. Until tomorrow, talk to you later. Bye-bye. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.